Gordon Brown yesterday and confirm what actually military commanders have been praying for and hoping for and expecting for many, many months. That is to say that of the 4,100 British troops which have been sort of languishing really in Basra Airport for the last year or so, will start coming home early next year, some of them, and most of them, all but a few hundred, will have gone, left Iraq for good by May the 31st next year. 300 remaining will be basically training, specialist training, really, of a cadet, officer cadet corps of the Iraqi army in southern Iraq, and above all, really, the Navy, the Iraqi Navy, which will be sort of patrolling the waters bordering Iran, which is quite an important role, not the Shatt al-Arab waterway, for example. And the Americans will take over Basra Airport. The Americans will take it over, not the Iraqis, from the British.
Gordon Brown said yesterday that British troops leave Iraq a better place. Is he right?
Yes, well, the British Army, British military commanders, including Chief of Defence Staff Jock Stirrup in today's Guardian, says that the legacy, the British Army's legacy, the British Force's legacy in Iraq has been quite a good one. Now, they expect them to say that. They've been under a tremendous amount of criticism for two reasons. One is that they did deals with or agreements with the elements of the Mahdi Army, that is to say the militia, the Shia militia of the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr last year. The Americans didn't like this. Moreover, Maliki, the Iraqi Prime Minister, didn't like this either because he didn't want anyone doing deals with his enemy, really, i.e. the Mahdi Army. And so he basically said, we've got to give up the British for a lost cause and got the Americans in this big operation called the Charge of the Knights this spring, which is basically an American-led Iraqi operation with the British very much on the sideline. Anyhow, people are saying that the British Army has failed, they're leaving Iraq with a tail between their legs, and basically they couldn't cope and they had to leave everything to the Americans. It's another crisis, the Americans and not the British. Now, of course, the British will say, we can't. We haven't got as many troops as the Americans, but we've left Basra, to answer your question in a long way, we've left Basra in a better place. Now, that is true up to a point because there's much more stability there. The Iraqi forces seem to be in control, the militia are backing off. And maybe the Iran also saying that maybe they have an interest in a more stable Basra than an unstable one. So for all these reasons, I mean, Basra is certainly in a better place.
Barack Obama is likely to ask Britain to send more troops to Afghanistan. He plans to pull US troops out, of course, in 2010 from Iraq. How is Gordon Brown likely to respond to a request from America to send more troops to Afghanistan?
It will be very difficult, but I think they'll have to do something. What Air Chief Marshal Sir Jock Stirrup has said, and said it quite clearly and publicly, is that, rather unlike the Americans, we cannot simply transfer one for one British troops in Iraq, say 4,000 or whatever, and transfer them to Afghanistan just like that. I mean, the British Army chiefs in particular have said that the tempo is far too high for the British Army to cope. It's a question of budgetary accommodation, R&R, rest and recreation, and all that, and training too, for that matter. However, the hint, really, and the likelihood is that of the 8,000 British troops now in southern Afghanistan, could be increased by what's called a battle group, about 1,500, certainly by next autumn, in time for the Afghan presidential elections, which are pretty crucial, really, and they need a lot of security on the ground. So I think it wouldn't be surprising if sometime in the spring or summer the government will announce a substantial increase of more than 1,000 extra British troops going to Afghanistan.